Good morning. I'll be reading from the book of Psalm, chapter 90, verses 1 through 17. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn people back to dust, saying, "Return to dust, you mortals." 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. Yet you sweep people away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. In the morning, it springs up new, but by evening, it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. Our days may come to 70 years or 80 if our strength endures. Yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. If only we knew the power of your anger, your wrath is as great as the fear that is your due. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, Lord. How long will it be? Have compassion on our servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unveiling love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. Again, I want to take a moment to thank a gift that has come for me this week, and that is having Pastor Jack Taylor assist in worship today. He gave the prayer, and he'll be assisting in communion. That was a gift of time that popped up last week as I knew I was going to be here and need an elder to assist me, and he was back from North Carolina. So Jack, welcome. We're so glad that you're here. Now, the rest of you received a gift last night. I'm just wondering how you did in using that gift, opening that gift, how you used it. By the look of everybody, you look a little more refreshed this morning. So my guess is you used that gift of an hour for more sleep. Amen? You got to give it back in the spring, so enjoy it while you got it, okay? We have a gift, and that gift is time. God gives us this gift, and very often, we tend to squander it. We tend to waste it, and I have to admit, I am guilty of it as well. I waste time, just like everybody else does. Probably my most wasteful past time is I'm a couch potato. I like to veg in front of the television set and just watch mindless television, especially after a long day. And sometimes I'll sit there and I'll think, I probably should really get up and do something more productive with my time. And that's as far as I get. Time is a precious gift. And we think we have to fill it with every moment with something productive, but it's about balance. Ecclesiastes says that there is a time for everything under heaven. There's a time for working hard. There is a time for play. There's a time for family. There is a time to veg in front of the television set, if need be. If that is what replenishes your soul, and there are times when, yes, that's what replenishes my soul. The important thing is God gives us the gift of time, and he wants to be a part of all of it. Sometimes we think, okay, and this is God's time in my day today. All time belongs to God. Now, there are two ways that we can think about time. There's two categories of time. One is called chronos time, chronological time. That is the measurement of time. Our moments, our minutes, our days, our hours, our weeks, our months, our years. That is chronological time. That's what we live by. But there's something called kairos time. Kairological time is God's time. It is defined as a critical, right, or opportune moment. a God moment that breaks through the chronological time. We have been supporters here at PHUMC of the Kairos prison ministry for several years now, and they've named the ministry after Kairos, God's special time. Special time with God is what the Greek definition of Kairos is. And I find it poetic that those who are serving chronological time have the privilege of special time with God. And if you've not heard the stories from the Kairos team, you will be blessed because they have received a gift of time. So Psalm 90 is about time. The main theme, one of the main themes through this is time. The hymn that we sang this morning, O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Isaac Watts wrote that hymn based upon this psalm. So we're going to take a look at how chronological time and chirological time appears in Psalm 90, in the past, the present, and the future, and how God's time breaks through it all. Let's start with Psalm 90, verse 1. It says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Have been is past tense. That's in the past. Through all generations, throughout time, God has been our dwelling place. Verse 2 says, before the mountains were born, you brought forth, or before you brought forth the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. God has always been. He was the beginning, the ending, everlasting to everlasting. And as we look back on our past, do you not find it easier to see where God has been at work in your life in the past? It's much easier to find it. I want you to think, because we have all been through a lot in the last 2 years. As a church, as a nation, as a community, in our families, there's been a lot that has gone on in the past. And maybe now you can look back 2 years ago and see where God broke through. Some Kairos moments, special moments with God that got you through those 2 years to where we are today. Our past is full of memory. Some bring us smiles, some bring us pain. This morning, we have honored the saints who have gone before us this year. And for their families and friends, it is still painful. For some, the past is full of trauma, brokenness, abuse, abandonment. But I am here to witness to you that I have seen God break through the chronological time of the past and bring healing to those wounds. The past cannot be changed. The past happened. But God can enter into our past memories and bring healing and wholeness and restore us. It's been said that time heals all wounds. That is not necessarily true. I recently read that time does not heal all wounds. It is what we do with the time that heals all wounds. You can sit in your brokenness and your bitterness for year after year after year, and healing never comes. When we surrender those wounds and we seek God's healing for our lives and our brokenness, that is a useful use of our time. That is the gift that God gives us in time. In 2010, I lost my father, and that was a very difficult time for me. I was very close to my dad. And part of my grieving was I chose to walk Clearwater Beach at least one day a week. And on those walks, on those grief walks, sometimes I was yelling at God, sometimes I was sobbing, sometimes I was just having a conversation, sometimes it was just silence. And I can remember there was one morning where I was walking, and I was pretty frustrated, and I was giving God a piece of my mind. And I said, I need to know that you are with me. I need to know that my Father is with you. I need some assurance, God, please. And in that moment, a dolphin jumped. Now, the dolphin didn't just jump. The dolphin was doing a show at SeaWorld. He was jumping, he was spinning on his tail, he was flipping, he was having a wonderful time. And when I was a little girl, we had a boat, and I used to love it when the dolphins chased and played with us out on the water. So I seized that moment, and I've held on to that moment as a Kairos moment in my life. God was there. He broke through the pain in that moment. And now that past experience with God moves into my present, because 2 weeks ago I was walking Dunedin Causeway and I watched two dolphins go all the way up the causeway as I was walking, and they came all the way back with me. And God was, I said, now you're just showing off. We need those moments when God breaks through. And that brings us into the present. Let's take a look at Psalm 90, where we see the presence of God in our current time. Starting in verse 4. 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. This verse talks about the passing of a day. And the next mention of a day is in verse 9. All our days pass away. They pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. Now, I want to give you a little bit of background about this psalm. That seems a little dark right there. All our days pass under the wrath. This psalm was written by Moses. And this was probably written just as the Israelites had been condemned to wander in the wilderness for 40 years because of their grumbling and their complaining and their rebelling against God. So there are some dark moments in this. All your days pass quickly under your wrath. Our days pass quickly. We need to cherish the time, each and every moment that we are given. I've talked with several people, and I remember people giving me advice when my son was little. They said, don't blink. Time passes quickly. And it does. I look back now at something that I thought just happened a year ago, and when you look at it, it's really been 5 years. The older I get, the faster time seems to pass. Our days pass quickly, but verse 12 tells us that we need to number our days. God, teach us to number our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. How do you spend your day? Rushing back and forth from here to there, or letting God teach you and give you wisdom? In verse 14, it says, satisfy us in the morning. This is a great one. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love. Who wants to be loved by God this morning? Let him satisfy you. He wants to. We just don't always receive that. That we may sing for joy and be glad all of our days. That's the present. That's what God calls us to do now. Let him fill you with his love, and we will sing for joy and be glad all of our days. And in verse 17, it says, God established the work of our hands. Establish what you need us to do today. The hymn, O God, our help in ages past, sings about guide us through this life while it lasts. It's one of the phrases that we just sang. Guide us while our life shall last. God is with us in the present, guiding us, loving us, filling us, and he needs us to do his work. But our present is very chronological. We fill our day from the moment we get up in the morning until we put our head on the pillow at night with stuff. We have these devices right here that have our calendars, that have special events that will pop up and say, oh, you need to be doing this. It even has past reminders. If you go on Facebook, it says, this is what you were doing last 5 years ago, right? All time is right here in the palm of our hands. And we are available 24/7 to whatever it is that we need. There's a downside to being available 24/7. The problem is, where is God? We can't just set an appointment. I'm meeting with God at 2 o'clock this afternoon. God's time breaks into our chronological time. And if we are so busy filling it from sunup to sundown, we miss God in the presence. We miss those moments. Teach us to number our days and fill us with wisdom. Do you know, with the invention of the iPhone, statistically, anxiety increased astronomically. You look at the blip, and when the iPhone was invented, the year it was invented, it goes way up here. You wonder why we have such a problem with anxiety in our society today. Because we don't know how to stop. We don't know how to be still with God and embrace the gift of time that he gives us every day. J.R. Tolkien says this: all we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given. You are given a gift every day. God wants to be a part of your every moment, every day. Are you too busy? Are you too busy to see him and to enjoy those moments? I have sat around clergy meetings when somebody said, okay, what God moments have you experienced this week? Crickets. You're missing out. Don't wait to be looking backwards to see where God's been in your life. Look for him now. Take time to be still. That brings us to the future. The hymn says that God is our help in ages past and our hope for years to come. It is in our past experiences and our present experiences with God, those God moments when he breaks through time, that gives us hope that he will do it again in the future. Let's take a look at some of the scriptures in Psalm 90 that talk about that. Back to verse 2. Before the mountains were born, before or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He always is, always was, always will be. He is our future. Verse 3 says this about us: we turn back to dust. These bodies were not meant to be eternal bodies. Our lives with God are meant to be eternal. But these bodies will give way. And in verse 10, it says, you know, our days may come to 70 years or 80. Some are past that already. Good for you. You got the gift of time. Yet the best of those days are sometimes filled with trouble, for they quickly pass and we fly away. Do we dwell on the trouble and the sorrow? Or do we put our hope in the God of the future? He is our hope. He is with us always, and he will be. He will give that gift of time. Do you believe that? Do you trust him fully with your future as well as you've trusted him? Or maybe you are trusting him with your future as well as you've trusted him with your present. I want to go back for a moment and reflect again on verse 1. I put it chronologically in the past because of the past tense that it said. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. I want to clarify that a little bit. He has been, he is, and he will be our dwelling place through all generations. That's the kairos time of that statement. You see, the Israelites were condemned to wander for 40 years in the wilderness because of their disobedience. They wandered, but they really had no place to call home. They set up a tent where they met, where Moses would go in and meet with God. They had a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire that followed them around. God was their only dwelling place during that time. And he wants to be your dwelling place today. He is our home. And the hymn talks about our eternal home. O God, our help in ages past. The last verse of the hymn summarizes it. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Be thou our guide while life shall last, and our eternal home. Friends, through Jesus, we have an eternal home. But that eternal home is not somewhere in the future. It started the day you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You dwell in your eternal home from that day on. It does not matter what happens to this mortal body. That is the gift of time. See, death, Jesus conquered death. Death is defined as alienation from God. If God is your dwelling place, if God is your home, you do not need to fear death. In John 15, 5, Jesus reiterates this very clearly. He says, abide in me, and I will abide in you. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever abides in me will bear much fruit. All of our lives need to be lived in the presence of God. He is our eternal home now and forever. And today God welcomes you home. Jesus has set the table. This is a kairos moment this morning. In this moment, past, present, and future come together, and we get to join with all the saints who have gone before us at Christ's table. Christ died for our sins, the sins of the past, the present, and the future, for all time. That is a true gift of time.